Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You ready? What was that, the start of a podcast, that noise?
Pwah! That's the new beginning I'm bringing in.
Is that a realisation of, like, the cartoon thing, P-W-O-A-R? No?
Pwah!
Oh, that's four.
Pwah!
Pwah!
Yeah.
Is that when you see Poirot, but he kills you just before you're able to end?
Yeah.
Saying, it's Pwah!
Does Poirot do killing?
Yeah, of course he needs to.
He does detecting, man. He doesn't do killing.
Honestly, come the crunch. Look, you know that I want to be Chris Evans, right?
In real life.
And you know that. I want to, like...
More than anything. More than anything, Bob.
I want to prove to you that I know everything, right? So this week, I'm going to be giving you the little quiz, / educational item. High carb or low carb? See, because Andy...
It's got to do with Chris Evans.
No, but it's the sort of thing he does. Hey, crew, high carb or low carb? At the moment, people are thinking, right, that fat is better for you than carbs, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, Chris Evans would want to be right on top of that.
Right.
Yeah. So, carb, high carb, low carb.
High carb.
So, first one.
Sack
of
a
you say high, you say high or you say low, Andrew, right?
Is it like play your cards right?
Fascinating, isn't it? Isn't it?
It was kind of.
Egg.
Low.
It's low carb, Andrew. And look at your little stupid face. You look like, do you know, like when dolphins come right up to the glass at the aquarium? You look like one of them.
I wasn't expecting eggs early.
All right, let's go to the fruits.
Mm.
Strawberries, low or high?
Ooh, in carbs. Gut instinct says low.
You're right. Let's go to the meats, right? Pork chop. Lovely pork chop.
Low.
Correct, Andy. Can you pull this off? There's only three more to go. Apple.
Apple. High or low in carbs? Come on. It's got to be low.
It's high. Oh, unlucky, Andrew.
Bucks.
Still, we'll do the rest. Peas, high or low?
I fucking don't care, low.
High.
Yeah.
Cream crackers.
High.
Correct. Vodka.
Low.
Low carb.
Yeah.
That's your free drink.
Yeah.
If you're on the carb thing.
That might be what I have to turn to at some point.
Yeah. Bathe in it, shower in it.
Turn me back on booze.
So you're dressed for the weather. It's very hot, isn't it,
Andrew?
So
are you, though.
Yeah, first time I've dressed for the weather in the UK this year.
You've even got a T-shirt on that says Far Away Places.
Yeah.
Is that in
keeping with the weather? It makes me dream and it makes viewers dream as they pass me on the streets of London.
Yeah.
You know, instead of thinking of the queue at the KFC that they stood in,
yeah,
they can think of a faraway place. Maybe like, a KFC like in San Diego, yeah. Do you want a name, Andrew? Because I got one.
Have you? Just one.
Wolf Knickers.
Oh, man.
Only info I have is that he lives in Derby, yeah?
Uh-huh.
He's allergic to crab meat and he spends all of his cash on the postcode lottery. So I know it's only like a very sort of shaky description, but that's Wolf Knickers.
It sounds kind of similar to what the lifestyle I live at the minute.
What do you want to change your name?
I'm too much admin.
All right.
I'm locking it back.
Hello, Ronnie Hot Dogs.
Okay. I've got one for you.
Go on then.
You can be Thin Richmond, obviously.
Oh, well, I do want to be Thin Richmond. I want it to be Thin Richmond for 8 weeks. You should have known that, Andy.
Are you sure?
Well, you can
run it.
Do you
not want to hear the alternative?
Run it. I'll hear one, please.
Right. You can be 4592661.
Yeah.
Just out of prison, but he's so indoctrinated that he's sticking with the number rather than his name. Gender fluid, wears a crown.
No, I'll be Thin Richmond, thank you. But when was the last time you were in a church, Andrew? You know, was it to pray or was it to steal things, you know, like from the mourners' pockets and that?
When was the last time I was in a church or when was the last time I was at a religious service?
When was the last time you were in a church?
Actual church building. Yeah. Oh, it'll have been a wedding or a christening, something like that.
What a superb answer, Andrew.
I go to a lot of these things, though.
Oh, you're often in church?
No, you know what it was. It'll have been the Christmas carol service for me kid.
What, especially just for your
in
kid?
In a church,
the
yeah.
The whole church was shut.
Yeah.
And they rolled your kid in a pram.
Yeah, it was jick.
And gave him a little ceremony.
Yeah.
So, did you ever receive the cane at school, Andrew?
No.
Are you the post-cane generation?
We were on the cusp of the post-cane generation. The cusp was being eradicated. And our headmaster at our school was a man who enjoyed administering the cane, but the law was beginning to catch up with him.
Rightio.
He was also once name-checked in a Brian Ferry interview.
Yeah.
As the worst teacher Brian Ferry ever had.
Right.
Mr. Gaffney.
And we all know Brian Ferry had some great teachers.
Yeah, well, of course he did.
So he knows what he's talking about.
Look what he became.
Yeah. Sir! No, is that Bowie or Brian Ferry?
It's a bit of both. But I don't know if Ferry was ever caned by Mr. Gaffney. I suspect he might have been.
Mr. Gaffney, eh? I was caned twice. I was
Mr. Caned. Fucking Gaffney.
Yeah, put the F if you want to. Even though he's probably long gone and you're spitting on his grave, as it were. See, I was caned twice. Once for attempting to burn down the science block. So that's a nice way to get.
How far did your attempt? How far did your attempt go?
Well, it was. See, I think it was ambiguous. What we did was leave a lighted candle in a wooden cupboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know what we were thinking. Maybe, you know, we weren't thinking, let's burn down the science block. Do you know what I mean?
Subconsciously, you were.
Well, maybe, maybe.
Otherwise, why would you have done it?
But that's how it was perceived by the authorities. Mm-hmm. So we got caned. And I thought it was a nice touch because they caned us in the science block.
Right.
So I thought that was nice. Do you reckon that's nice?
Poignant. The punishment fit the crime.
And the other time... At me when I'd be about 11 or whatever, I got the cane for parading around in my underpants in the playground.
Right.
But that had a lovely end, that Andy, I might have told you before, because we went to the headmaster's office.
Yeah.
And when he raised the cane up to thwack me, do that as a noise, like
thwack.
To thwack me, yeah, he left go of the cane.
Whoa.
And smashed the glass in front of the trophy cabinet.
Really?
So, you know what I mean?
You won there, didn't you?
In a kind of way, yeah. I still cried when he... It does make you cry, the cane.
Was it on the hand or the arse?
That was the arse. The one in the science plot was on the hand. Right. Hold your hand out, boy.
Yeah.
They would say. So, Andrew, have you ever considered placing a slice or two of streaky bacon under your tits, you know, to prevent chaffing in the hot weather?
I thought you were going to say to cook them. to broil them in the sweat.
It's a simple question. Have you ever considered it?
I have
think
now.
It would work.
I have now.
Because that's
streaky?
Well, that's what you because it's got a certain pliability. You know, you could lay it down, pull it up around the edges.
Yeah.
You know, in like a loop, and it's what you use for a turkey. And when I look at you, I often think of a turkey.
It would react well to the fat within the tits as well. I wouldn't get like toxic shock syndrome or whatever it's called.
Absolutely none of that. Yeah. As long as you don't use like a super cheap Danish collar bacon, you know?
Right.
Like they would come in a pack about 6 inches thick.
Yeah.
Catering bacon.
Yeah, it comes
Have you got any catering bacon?
In the shrink wrap packet hasn't got any air in it or anything.
Yeah. You could spend all day. None of us really know where you get that shit. You could go out every shop in Southeast London where we are and say, have you got any catering bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Say, no, sorry, don't know what you're on about.
You need the password.
I'll try next door. Mm-hmm. You got any catering?
It's under the counter stuff.
Yeah, so it's a tricky one for you.
You know, you need a card or something.
You'd just want to use a nice, like, say, an 8-pack of Wall Streaky. That'll see you through 4 days. Look, we've got a special guest over in outside, Andrew.
If we know. Who's that then?
Mick McCarthy. See him? Well, I can hear him. Hey, Andy's got his Alsatian with him.
Jesus Christ. Hi, Mick.
All right, you pair of bastards.
Hi, Mick. You look a bit rough.
Yeah, bastard dough. I spent last night on the bastard streets in the doorway of Clark's, the bastard shoe shop.
Hey, how come, Mick?
Some bastard nicked me wallet and me bastard phone.
When you say bastard, do you mean Ian Holloway?
Yeah, that's the bastard. We were drinking a bottle of his own brew, bastard, of a cider, and he did a runner with me, bastard, bumbag.
You were a bumbag, Mick.
Doesn't every bastard in the London borough of bastards?
Oh, yeah, but I just can't imagine you wearing one.
Well, a bastard, don't you, little bastard? It's a one-off bastard special. If any of your bastard listeners are offered it by a bastard Herbert in the pub, then they should tell me and I'll arrange a fight with the bastard.
Well, it shouldn't be Holloway you're angry with.
You mean it should be angry with someone else? Yeah, Holloway's a dead bastard walking. But I want me bastard bum back, you bastards.
Right, well, how would our listeners recognise it?
It's white with blue lettering.
And what do the letters say, Mick?
One word, bastards. Can you lend me my train fare home, you fat bastards?
How much do you need?
80 bastard quid.
Oh, sorry, I'm skint.
Yeah, I'm the same, Mick.
Oh, come.
Well, we bumped into Ian Holloway last night and he rinsed us.
What a bastard that bastard is. I'm going to hunt the bastard down with me Alsatian.
The Alsatian? What's the Alsatian called?
Dog bastard. See you, lads.
See you, Mick.
See you, Mick. God, it's Alsatian stank, isn't it?
Did it?
Whoa.
Bacon?
Do you know what? Probably, yeah. Maybe even collar bacon.
Bob, do you reckon that whenever Paul Young lays his hat, that's still his home? I mean, it was 1983 when he sang that, and it seems like the kind of thing you'd only do with the confidence of youth, isn't it? You know, like put your hat down and saying, I live here now. Do you think he's restricted to one home at a time, or is it like a lifetime deal? Puts the hat down, this is my home, put my hat down over here, this is also my home, put my hat down there in Swindon,
will he ever
that's
stop.
My home. And he doesn't
yes,
say...
Yes, Andrew.
What, go on, no, do you think yes?
Yeah, I think wherever he lives, he probably keeps his hats, yeah.
Because he doesn't say what kind of hat it is either, that's quite frustrating.
He doesn't seem...
Homburg, do you think? Trilby?
Well, as you know, Andrew, I've had a dealings with Paul Young.
Dealings?
Yeah. He tried to join mine, Jim's Fix, and Jules Holland's Gentleman's Motorcycling Club.
Did he?
So he came to our headquarters, mm-hmm. HQ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came to our HQ, but sadly he was wearing, you know, leather trousers that have got lacing. They have laces all the way down the side.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he was going to attempt to join a motorcycle club with them on.
And another cartoon ejaculation from you there, Andrew. Ugh. You are.
You switched off.
No, I've got a really someone really important said they're going to call me in 10 minutes.
Oh, all right.
So
then.
That's exciting. If you want to listen to me, business call.
We can incorporate that into the thing. So he was wearing fancy leather.
Yeah, and he had Harley Davidson, which in the context of like a gentleman's motorcycle club. So his application was sadly rejected.
How did he react to that?
He took his hat off. Said this ain't my own.
Oh,
yeah.
Trademark.
Yeah,
do you ever see him down the Showbiz Centre? Because you get down there a lot, don't you?
I go down Showbiz Centre quite a lot, yeah.
You've been recent, have you seen?
I go twice a week Showbiz Centre, get a cup of tea, get biscuits.
Yeah, give a bit of blood.
Yeah, it's haunted by Roy Castle, actually.
Is it? That's nice.
You don't hear it very often, but...
a gentleman spectre.
3 weeks about the lights went off and we heard...
Bit of tap dancing and a bit of trumpet.
Bit of tap and a bit of trumpet. So that was definitely him, we reckon.
Oh, that'll have lifted spirits, didn't it?
Landlord.
All right.
Ding dong, landlord here.
Is that the correct voice?
I think so.
Ding dong, landlord here. Sorry, tenant, but I'm putting your rent up to cover the costs of my vape liquid. Let's call it 50 a week. I'm getting through pints of the stuff down at the Casino Superbo. Ding dong, landlord here. I see you've been opening the windows for fresh air during the hot times. Gonna have to charge you for hinge wear and deterioration. Let's call it 200 quid. Just enough to cover the cost of Nespresso capsules for my pied-à-terre in Farringdon.
I'll do this. I'll do the next one as Brian Ferry.
Please
do.
Because
he came a bit there. Ding dong. Do the landlord here. Just brought you this bag of my daughter's donkey shit. Thought your kids might like it to use it as a modelling medium. I know. I'm a fucking saint. So... there you are.
That was nice. If you could tell yourself, your younger self, one thing, what would it be?
I like this mode, yeah.
What would it be? If you could go back in time and meet your younger self.
I'm the young lad.
Give yourself a little bit of advice, what would it be, Bob?
So I'm a young lad and I'm stood next to my younger self as the adult version,
down the precinct.
Oh, yeah.
You could put an arm around yourself and give yourself a bit of advice.
Let's say, don't worry about shit.
Well, it's really deep.
Try and get woke, you know?
Try and get work? The shipyards?
Did you say I should suggest he work in the shipyard? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, you said try and get work. Is that what you were saying?
No, try and get woke. Woke? It's a new phrase where you're aware of what's really going on in the world of politics and the media.
How old do you have to be to be woke?
You can be woke at any time, baby.
But mainly under 30.
Probably best under 30. That was a great item.
If I could go back...
Yeah.
Just my younger self and put my arm around him and just whisper a bit of advice in his ear.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd say tie the handles of the kitchen bin bag before you try and pull it out. Comes out a lot easier.
That's not advice.
Took me a long time to realise that, though.
That's a religion. Hey, you've got a starting point there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I never buy the tie handles. I always buy
controversial.
I buy the one that got two big handles, and then I tie those handles together.
The loop.
Yeah, I don't use. Is that what you mean?
Well, you can use. Yeah, you can use them, or you can use. excuse me. The ones that have got four flaps that come up, and you tie them together.
Oh, I can't stand them.
That's two tying, though, isn't it? You're tying two knots.
There might be someone somewhere who's got a technique.
With the handles, you can do the same thing, but you lift the handles out and you just make one knot and then yank it out.
I can drink a pint in less than 3 seconds.
Do it.
I haven't got a pint, have I, Andy? But I just wanted you to know that. I want the people to know that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well... HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Barry Homeowner here. Yep. Just thought I'd bring you up to date a Rooney on Le Circumstance de Moi, yeah? So let's cover the three main life boxes: workplace, home space, and leisure plane. Yeah, you're up for that, Andrew? Home space first. Let's focus straight away on my kitchen island, Le Centre Ville, as it were. I've recently had the Corian reburnished. It really can zing the reflections from the mixer taps now. I'm very pleased with it. Yeah. I've purchased a third bar stool stroke cabaret chair to sit at the island, you know, just in case I have a double visitor Rooney. Make mine double cream at that cappuccino. Yeah?
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah.
One major addition to the boutique hotel at home vibe is I've got two reclaimed plywood clipboards that I've hung from the lighting rig above the island using old coiled telephone flex, yeah?
Yep.
I haven't decided what they are for yet, but I just know they're going to be an inspiration somewhere down the line of Rooney. Moving box. To the workspace, that's very much as it was. I'm lead negotiator rentals. I'm currently riding a 6% commission average, and that's including a 10K handicap that's been run out across all the branches.
Yeah.
got a Mahusev birthday card from my workmates last week on the occasion of my birth celebrations, and I contributed to the madness with a 24-piece donut centerpiece. We all ate like effing kings that day. We were 10 minutes into our half-hour lunch break before the per-hurdy-hurdy-hurdy drifted to a fizzle.
What?
Yeah, that was per-hurdy. It's like the way I say party.
Jesus.
That's the difference that is me. There's a chickadoo. Yeah, a chickadoo just started, and I've positioned her under my wing, yeah? Her family is originally from Malaysia in the far distant east of the world, yeah? Her name's Predin. Get in, Predin. That's what I say whenever I take her on a viewing. Yeah. It's set in, Predin. That's what I say when it's been raining for a while, Andrew. Yeah. Pet in, Predin. That's what I say whenever a client brings their dog. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's great fun. Needless to say, she's fascinated by me and my life. There's a real connection developing. Watch this space. To be continued.
TBC.
Every picture tells 1,000 words, yeah? Got a new regional manager, Dave Tranter. Old school. He's old school. Totally unwoke. Grey M&S suit with a pink shirt and white tie. Still calls a room instead of a space. I know. I do know. Decent motivator, terrible innovator. Rejected my idea of VR headsets, that's virtual reality, headsets for in-situ virtual property tours. Said clients need to smell, touch and breathe the property. Keep it visceral. Give them the personal touch. Hey, I just winked at Pretlin when he said this and she ran into the toilet. She gets it. She gets me. Okay, Andy? Moving into the leisure box, there's no other word but mayhem, yeah? Just added Netflix and Amazon Prime to me smart TV rostra. Opened an account with Paddy Power, which you just know they are going to regret, Andrew. Bought myself a mountain cycle, been tearing up and down the asphalt in the cul-de-sac. Once the seed is worn in, I'm going to ride to the town centre and make some big air over the speed bumpos. I'm not just going to turn heads. I'm going to turn hearts and minds, yeah? There was an open day at the Audi dealership last Sunday, so I took the TT up there and chewed on the breeze with the sales crew. Free glass of champagne was mucho appreciated, and I was given a whirlwind tour of the latest models. Actually got to sit at the wheel of the all-new R8. Must have been there about an hour, but it felt like 8 minutes. So, yeah, that's the boxes unpacked and ready to be refilled with the incredible and the unimaginable. Going to my mum's tonight for lasagna. What a bore. But, hey, she gave me life so that I might make the world as special as I do. Ciao, Bella, and have a cappuccino on me. See ya.
Thanks, Barry. Oh, it's Barry, nice to know that he's still a shit house.
He's a shit house.
Isn't he?
Well, he's harmless, though, isn't he?
I don't know. I suspect he'll commit crimes.
Do you think he's going to cop off with Pretty?
He'll do something there that he probably shouldn't do.
Pretty wise.
Yeah.
Something like workplace.
Something inappropriate. Something unwoke.
Workplace inappropriate activity.
Yeah.
I'm with
workplace,
you.
Workplace, not workplace. I've got some questions here from me quads.
Okay.
For you. Here they come. Question number one. Uncle Bob, why have you continually refused to take our dad down the showbiz centre? He's a decent man and we can assure you he will be no bother down there.
Well, because it's member only and you're not allowed any guests.
Can you get him a membership, it says?
No, well, if he gets into showbiz, he can apply.
Is this podcast not regarded as showbiz?
What do you think, Andrew?
Is it not?
If showbiz is the great big edifice that is BBC Portland Place, this is a freaking puddle on the old Kent Road, Andrew.
Well, I mean, is there not like different rooms according to how famous you are? Can I like just sit in like a holding pen? Like,
no, it's one big mirrored room where we can all gaze at ourselves and each other's.
So I just go around Mick Moth's house instead?
Go around Mick Moth's and practice on the drums.
All right, second question from the quads.
Go on then.
Bob, are you having any problems with your waterworks at the moment?
Yes.
That was a very fast answer.
Okay, well, yeah, I am.
Would you like to elaborate on said problems?
No.
Would you like to confirm whether we're talking about outdoor plumbing or internal urinary?
Both.
Which is more pressing an issue?
They're all so mixed up. They're mixed up like a freaking ball of string.
Are they intertwined?
Absolutely.
Can one not be solved without the other being solved?
No, they've got to be solved in combination, you know.
Are you taking measures to ensure that they are solved soon?
I'm thinking about it.
Right.
As with every bloke, I don't really like... Anyway, can we stop talking about my urinary tract and all that stuff, please?
So it is the urinary tract that's the pressing
issue?
I've no
idea, Andrew. I'm not a medical man.
Not your gutters.
Yeah, I might just have a spot. I don't know. Is that it?
That's the end of the questions from me kids for now, yeah?
Yeah, well, your kids come up with terrific questions. I haven't heard from Beasley this week.
Have you not?
No, so what I thought I might do is, Andy, do you fancy having a little session of Learn Yourself Beardsley?
Go on then.
Well, you got that. So I'll say the phrase and you repeat it, see if we can get you up to speed.
Okay.
Yeah? All right, Bob.
All right, Bob.
Oh, for Christ's sake. No? All right. Oh, well, it's a start. It's a start, isn't it?
Oh, I love a chicken wrap me. Lovely, lumpy, lumpy chicken. Oh, I love a chicken wrap me. Lovely, lovely, lumpy chicken. Dog dirt. Dog dirt.
Put your chin in a bit. No, in.
Out. In.
No, you're jutting it out like Fred Flintstone.
Needs to go down a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, just relax. I say relax your mouth.
Right.
Okay.
So, I'm having a bit of trouble, you know, working with the foreign lads.
So, what do you think of this session of Learn Yourself Beardsley?
I wasn't expecting it, but I think I've done a little bit better than I thought I might do.
You have,
for a first go.
You've done very well. Done very well
indeed. Thank you, Robert.
You can have one of me Rennies.
Thank you very much. Have you had any more thoughts about the vacuum cleaner motor that you want from me?
Well, I got a new Hoover, did I tell you?
No.
I got a Miele CX1.
Really?
It's 1200 watts. It's old stock, you know, because you're only allowed 900.
Did you get it from the UK or from abroad?
Got it from UK.
Second hand?
No, it's a new unit, I think.
It's an overstock from somewhere.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, you should really be panic buying them because as this wattage goes down and down...
You're going to have no suck whatsoever,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, no suck at all. So I should have bought two. I've only bought one, but I might address that when I get home. Television-wise, Andrew,
Are you trying to say you don't want that spare anymore? Are you keeping it as a backup, do you think? Or?
Do you think you could take the coil out of it?
I'll have a go.
It's some sort of electrical coil that makes the connection twixt the... No one wants to hear about this, Andrew, please. TV-wise, right?
Yeah.
I've seen two good documentaries that I am going to recommend and fully recommend, yeah?
Okay.
I mean, I'm watching one called, is it Blind Spot? Dark Spot?
Well, you
Black
need
Spot.
Fucking hell, you need to know what it's called before you come in and
recommend
it.
Don't fucking know me like that.
Know what I mean? Preparation is key, isn't it?
I'm watching one called Black Spot, which is very similar to The Forest, which I gave a sort of, it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
At the moment, Black Spot is terrific.
Series or one-off?
It's a season.
A season, is it?
Yeah, and I'll come back to people on that, but if they wanted to catch up with it, we could have a chat about it with listeners. That's called Black Spot.
How many episodes
has
it got?
It's subtitles, but I'm a sucker for that. So
that's all right. Don't apologise for that.
Here's my recommendations, though. Do you want to watch this documentary, Andrew? A man in America has to have his lower leg cut off from the knee down.
So far, so good.
Okay. He asks if he can keep the leg.
Even better.
Yeah. And he puts it in his barbecue grill in his garage, yeah?
Right.
In some sort of chemical or whatever. Fast forward to a locker where he stores all his stuff because he has to move house. And a man buys the contents of the storage unit.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is the leg nude or is the leg clothed?
It's completely new. Do you think the surgeons at hospital try and keep the bottom bit of the trouser attached to the leg and the socks?
Corduroy trouser leg and the sock.
It's a fleshy leg. At this auction sale, another man buys the contents. When he gets home, he opens up the barbecue grill lid and sees a leg in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This documentary, covers the 10-year battle for ownership of that lower limb. It's called Finders Keepers, and I give it a very solid recommendation.
I'm not exaggerating here where I say it. This sounds like the greatest documentary ever made.
Well, get on it, Andrew.
My other question is, how does a man forget that his former leg is stored within a house and then move on somewhere
You'll
else?
You'll need to watch it, Andrew. You know, let's not go into the spoiler area.
It sounds implausible.
That is exactly what happens, and I'm not conning no one.
So you're recommending that?
Recommending that. The other one I recommend is one called Gleason. Have you seen Gleason?
No.
He was an American football star, you know, where they jump about and all that, mess about on between like lines and that.
Yeah, helmets and that.
Bit of a hero. Yeah. But his life went to total shit.
Oh.
No spoilers. Incredibly moving, Andrew.
Right.
I was weeping too. It's really.
Did he lose his leg?
I'm not. Andrew, I don't do the spoiler thing. It's a story of sort of human perseverance, bravery, and all that. But boy, is it sad. But if you like that kind of thing, it will deliver. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll mention again what I've done on the athleticomince.com website. There's an area now called Crime Club.
Yeah, but have you got all of my recommendations in?
Well, as many as I can remember.
Oh, that's what you just see if you can remember them.
There's about fucking 30 on there. I'll add these to it as well. So, it's got links to where you can see all these things.
Oh, well done,
you know,
Andrew.
Don't put me down.
Well done. You are a kind of bureaucrat, aren't you?
What does that mean?
There was the fat controller. You're the fat bureaucrat.
That's a bad thing. Why?
That's a bad thing of me to say. You're actually looking very slim, Andrew. And I shouldn't have said that, but there's something about your face that it's nice to say the word fat towards it.
Yeah, my son does that as well.
Yeah. Often.
What's inside the drawer?
Oh,
yes
shit.
Or no? Yes or no? What's inside the drawer? I don't know. I don't know. This is a bit different than what's behind the door. This is what's inside the drawer. Slightly different concept. There's something in the drawer.
Right.
Right. All I want to know from you is whether you wish me to open the drawer so you can see it.
Yes.
But I'm not telling you what it is first. I'll give you clues if you like.
Oh, I have to say open or not open?
Yeah, I'll
give you clues. So I could get rid of this item really
swiftly.
You
could just say you don't want to see
it. I'll open the first drawer.
Hang on, there's only one. It's soft.
Okay.
It's a historical artefact.
Yes.
And it's portable in case you want to carry it around and show it to people. Would you like me to open the drawer and see what it is?
Well, why wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know, you might not.
I can't think what my motivation would be for not looking at
it. You're usually quite obstinate when it comes to these things and you just dismiss them.
I'll be obstinate if you want me to be, if it helps the item.
I want you to be honest. Do you want to open the drawer?
Yeah, soft, historic. Yeah, I will have a look at it.
It's Brian Ferry's knickers.
Glad I opened it.
There you go. They're all yours.
Really glad I opened it. You see, sometimes best foot forward, fortune favours the brave. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Is that it then, Andrew?
That's the end of that bit.
It was the end of the podcast, though.
It can be.
Well, have I caught you by surprise there?
Oh, I didn't know if you had anything else you were going to... I'd like to call you a little shit before we finish, if I could do that.
Oh, man, it's been so long.
You little shit.
Thank you very much indeed. Have you ever noticed? Have you? Have you, though, Andy? Have you ever noticed how horses are taller than pigs? I'm right, though, aren't I? Yeah? Have you noticed that, you slap bastard? Have you?
Yeah.
I noticed that old people drive more carefully than the young'uns. I'm right, though, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm right, though, aren't I? I'm right about that, aren't I?
Yeah.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
So, have you ever noticed that long-haul flights tend to go to far-off places? I'm right, though, aren't I? I'm right, though, aren't I, though?
Yeah.
I'm right, though, about that, though, aren't I? Yeah?
Yeah.
You've noticed that?
Yeah.
Did you find it amusing?
Really, just... kind of observational, interesting, true.
Okay, well, take that home. It's got take-home value. Yeah.
Is that bit?
Yeah, that's that bit soon. I get the sense that you'd like to carry on.
No, I'm pretty much done. What I would like to end
with... Oh, fuck.
What, if something you haven't done?
That was a treble, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Treble, important. Fuck. I think it's time. You know, we've got a reasonable hit rate in predicting seasons.
Yeah.
Well, because we're involved in lower league football...
We very much so, yes.
It's getting very... Now, I want to put one proviso in, is that because of the transfer window, I might do it again next week.
You're okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, my outsiders, teams I've got a little feeling about for the championship is Norwich and Sheffield United, right?
Right.
I'm going to plump for Norwich as the surprise package.
Have they not sold a load of players, though?
I mean, I would have gone for Hull, but Hull have only got 40% of the team left.
Right.
That came good last season. So
I'm not expecting much from any other team in that division.
Not even Middlesbrough.
Not really. Apart from Norwich. I think we'll have a Norwich, Sheffield United automatic promotion situation.
I think Middlesbrough will do all right. I think it'll be horrible to watch. But that doesn't matter because it's about results. It's a results business.
I'm not bothered.
Have you got any predictions about Sunderland?
Sunderland go up.
You reckon?
Number one.
I don't think we'll go up as number one. I think
yeah, of course. Who's gonna beat you?
I don't know. It's a weird league, that one. You always get like one team that comes out of nowhere and does really well.
Yeah, you got. He's a good lad, you've got, that manager.
Detective Inspector Jack Ross.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
I hope
For that division, he'll sort him out. They won't fuck about with him.
I want to say something that I can't actually say in the podcast, so I'll just say it later on.
Okay, well, see you next time, Andrew.
Can I just leave you with one newspaper headline from this week?
Yes, of course.
Drunk whacked penis on women's car, then did poo in street as they sat and ate chips.
And that would be in which city?
That'd be Redcar.
Hey! That's nearer to Middlesbrough.
Very much so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.